The 10-Minute Sketch Show, featuring 10 minutes of sketches. Episode 5, The Keith Bassett Appreciation Society.
John! Hey, John, oi, oi!
What are you doing up there, you tart?
One word, mate, crucifixion.
Shut up!
Yeah, innit? You wouldn't believe what a muppet I've been.
What have you done?
One minute, bish bash bosh, bit of sleight of hand, water into wine. Next minute, I'm telling the old world I'm the son of God.
Never.
Not only that, I'm the bleeding Messiah, and I'm going to redeem the sins of bloody man. Couldn't believe they was buying it.
You absolute tart. That is off the hook.
They've only gone and made me drag this cross up here and nailed me to it. I am kicking myself.
Oh, well, geez, be lucky.
Bless you, my child. No, only joking.
Kevin, can I show you something?
Sure, what is it?
It's a bit embarrassing, but I need a second opinion. Is that okay?
I suppose so. Yeah, of course it's okay. It's fine.
Well?
I can't see anything, but that might be because your penis is in the way.
Exactly! My penis!
What?
I have a penis!
Well, it's hardly noticeable.
Hardly noticeable?
Hardly noticeable.
You noticed it straight away.
Not straight away, but I shouldn't worry. It's not very big.
What do you mean?
It's hardly a whopper, is it? Mine's much bigger.
But you said size doesn't matter.
It doesn't, not really.
Look, you're missing the point.
No, I'm not. It's staring right at me.
What I mean is, how did I get it?
The penis, you mean?
Yes, of course the penis.
Well, let's think. Can you catch men?
I don't think a penis is contagious.
Have you done, you know, it recently?
Not recently, no. I don't think anyone left it behind.
Have you accidentally signed up for gender reassignment?
No, not at all. I've been very careful about that since the last time.
Hello and welcome to Our Take. Today we're in the studio with Alan Lee, the famed illustrator of The Lord of the Rings. So Alan, you're all set up to do a drawing. Perhaps you could talk us through it.
Hi, I'm Alan Lee. Basically what I'm doing is I'm drawing a picture of Frodo. It's just come out of Mordo and I'm going to draw it for you right now. I'd like to describe to your listeners what I'm doing. So I put a roller blade on my left hand just to steady the painting. And then what I'll do is I'll have any number of pictures to my right just to kind of give me inspiration. So first of all, we have a picture of a boy in a Spider-Man costume. And secondly, a photo, a very nice photo you'll see there, of the black white actress Judi Dench in one of her famous roles. And that's just there on the right hand side. And then I'll start off and I'll just take the pencil, a very free hand, very free, and just start moving down. This picture of Frodo now coming out of Mordor, got the flames going on, and he's a little bit scared, but he's gonna be okay. So first of all, we start with the back and we move down the back and down to the tail, and you do the tail, and then you come down for the legs, and then the little claws on the bottom, and there's three little claws, little dainty claws, like little teardrops falling off a little leg, and then you come back up for like the pelvis, and then you come on round in a nice, nice kind of way, and then you start with the beak, and then you do the beak, and there's a little, maybe a little hint of a tongue coming out of the beak, and then you go back up, and I like to put like a little circle to show where the beak ends, and so I don't get confused with like his red breast, his big red breast there. There's Frodo coming out, and then you come back round for the head, and the head, and maybe Frodo's wearing a top hat, so you put on a little top hat like that. Oh, what's happened to the top hat? He's got some... got some dust on it, so the dust falling on his head because he's been sitting for a long time and he's been sad because his friend Sam has got into danger and it's dangerous time now in Mordor. So then, he got no wings, and you can't have little Frodo without any famous wings there. He called one Martha, he called one Elaine, he's coming round on the wings and then come back to, oh no, what's Frodo got really scared. So Frodo, he done a little poo, and that's just falling on the floor in Mordor. Don't worry, they won't notice it. It's all like sulfur and shit in Mordor. So we got the little lines, and these are like lines to illustrate the smell, because he done a little poo. So, and then we come down to, oh, where's Frodo been? He's been shopping, probably to Tesco. And then so we draw the Tesco back, and oh, what's popping out? It's a carrot and some celery. Frodo's planning a soup, and he's gonna... And you're going to cook up the soup, and it's going to be real nice, and it's going to give them warmth and succor, for they are now in Mordor, and where the Dark Lord is. Oh, well, and one more, I like to add little bits of detail. And so what he's got, I almost can't bring myself to say it, so beautiful and touching. But Frodo has got a bag and on his back to carry all his precious things and maybe the ring. But now I put just a, like a little tennis racket coming out the top with a little tennis ball. But oh dear, it's got stuck to his back and his wings aren't big enough to reach around and take it off. So that's just a little amusing bit there. So you got the tennis ball stuck on his back. And I'm going to put an expression on his face just to say, I'm in Mordor and I got the tennis ball on my back and I'm going to play a bit of tennis. I'm going to make my soup and I've done a little bit of a poo. But nobody needs to know and I'm not embarrassed. And I just write at the top there, Frodo in Mordor. And then I just sign that, look, Alan Lee, creative inspirator for The Lord of the Rings. Thank you very much. I just write, thank you very much. And then that's how I create some of my greatest work. Thank you very much.
Alan Lee, that was lovely. Thank you very much. Join us next week on Our Take when we bake a cake with Quinton Blake.
Excuse me, is this a bank?
No, this isn't a bank.
This isn't a bank.
It's not a bank.
Looks like a bank.
It's not.
Not what?
A bank.
This isn't a bank.
No, it's not a bank.
Only it looks like a bank.
It's not a bank.
You're sure it's not a bank?
I'm positive it's not a bank.
You're positive it's not a bank?
I'm certain it's not a bank.
You're certain it's not a bank?
Quite sure it's not a bank.
You're quite sure it's not a bank?
I'm fairly sure it's not a bank.
You're fairly sure it's not a bank?
I'm uncertain whether it's a bank.
You're uncertain whether it's a bank?
This might be a bank.
This might be a bank.
Yes, this is a bank.
This is a bank.
Yes, this is a bank.
I'm in a bank.
You're in a bank.
But I'm after the butchers.
But this is a bank.
I need a butcher's.
This is a bank.
This isn't a butcher.
No, it's a bank.
Well, it looks like a butcher's.
But it's a bank.
Not a butcher's.
No, you're right, it's a butcher's.
It is a butcher's.
Yes, it is a butcher's.
You're sure it's a butcher's?
I'm positive it's a butcher's.
You're positive it's a butcher's?
Quite sure it's a butcher's.
You're quite sure it's a butcher's?
I'm fairly sure it's a butcher's.
You're fairly sure it's a butcher's?
I'm absolutely 100% sure and positive this is a butcher's.
I'd like to cash this cheque, please.
Certainly, sir.
And so concludes St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. We come now to God. God doesn't exist purely in the hearts of Christians. He is deep inside every woman and every man. God is a cock, a sure being. He makes love, and we take his love. His son, Jesus Christ, was a fraud in the eyes of many. But in the eyes of God, he came unto mankind and said, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But he was wrong. To allow us, in his infinite wisdom, free will, Jesus came upon the devil in the desert and was tempted. O Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Dear the Queen, I would like to complain about the lacklustre manner in which you ensconce your face sideways upon a postage stamp. The Queen's face should always face forwards, except in times of national grief or during the occasional royal orgasm, but that goes without saying. Yours sincerely, Lorraine Kelly.
Dear Mrs. Queen, although I love the way your chin sags slightly under the weight of the royal crown, I must protest in the strongest possible manner. The hairiness of your eyelids is a disgrace to the honest white-faced folks of this sceptred isle. The hair-suitedness of the monarch's ocular lids is a matter of national pride, and I resent the way you force me to stare at the unkempt nature of your overly lashed eyeball skin. It's no wonder I vomit every time I see you at Christmas. Yours wretchedly, Prince Edward.
Dear Your Majesty, is it really necessary to cast such an sarcastic tone of face on the £5 note? As all holy God-chosen monarch of this great Britain, the manner in which you deport your gob reflects upon the nation, and I, for one, am ashamed every time I buy a bottle of gin. From now on, I only intend to use £20 notes, upon which you seem altogether more floppy-faced. Yours in disgust, Peter Andre.
The 10-Minute Sketch Show was written and performed by Simon Dunn, Izzy Lawrence, Gaz Mackin and John Robbins. The sound engineer was Ian James.
This was an In the Pipeline production for Resonance FM.
very was.